Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. If you remember last time, we read about the first miracle in the church, April 1830, in Chapter 10 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories. The next meeting of the church was on Sunday, April 11, 1830. Besides members of the church, many other people attended the meeting. Oliver Cowdery taught the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the people believed Oliver and wanted to join the church. They were baptized after the meeting. Satan did not want people to join the church, so he tried to make some of them feel bad. One of these people was a man named Newell Knight. Joseph asked Newell to pray at a meeting, and Newell said he would. But Satan did not want Newell to pray. When Newell went to the meeting, he said he was afraid to pray out loud. The next morning, Newell Knight went into the woods so he could pray alone. Newell tried to pray, but again Satan did not want him to, and he could not talk. He became sick and afraid, and he went home. Newell's wife was worried about him and asked Joseph Smith to help. Joseph used the priesthood to bless Newell and cast Satan out. After the blessing, Newell felt better. Later, he was baptized. We also read Chapter 11, More People Join the Church, April to June, 1830. After a few weeks, there were 27 members of the church. They did not all live in the same town. Joseph Smith asked them to come to a conference, which is a special meeting for all the saints. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ are called saints. The saints had the sacrament at the conference. Some men were ordained to the priesthood. The Holy Ghost blessed the saints, and they were very happy. Some other people who attended the conference were not members of the church. They learned about the gospel and wanted to join the church, so they were baptized. After the conference, Joseph Smith went to another town. Some people there also wanted to be baptized. Joseph said they could be baptized in a nearby stream. The people built a small dam in the stream to make the water deep enough to perform baptisms. In the night, some people destroyed the dam. The dam was rebuilt, and Oliver Cowdery began to baptize people. Soon, a mob came. A mob is a group of mean people. They said bad things and tried to hurt the saints, but the Lord kept the people safe. The mob continued trying to make trouble for the church. They told lies about Joseph Smith and had him arrested. At a trial, they found people to give false testimony against the prophet, but many other people told the truth about Joseph, proving the words of the enemies to be false. Joseph was released, but almost immediately he was arrested again by people from a nearby county. While he was imprisoned, people spit on him and would not give him food. Another trial was held, and Joseph was again found innocent and was released. We've read stories about Joseph Smith, the coming forth of the Book of Mormon, and the organization of the church. Once the church was organized again, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ wanted everyone to hear the gospel and have the opportunity to become a member of the church. Joseph Smith knew it would be impossible for him to teach the gospel to everyone by himself. He needed others to help him. Members of the church working to share the gospel would be able to teach more people than Joseph alone could teach. The Lord calls missionaries to help preach the gospel. Today's story is about the very first missionary called to preach the gospel, Samuel Smith. Children at home, please read along with us the story of Samuel Smith's mission, June 1830, in Chapter 12 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories.
Samuel Smith was Joseph Smith's younger brother. Jesus wanted Samuel to go on a mission.
Samuel Smith was the first missionary for the church.
Samuel went to teach people the gospel and tell them about the Book of Mormon. On the first day, he traveled 25 miles, but people treated him unkindly and did not want to listen.
When night came, Samuel stopped at an inn. He asked the owner if he would like to buy a Book of Mormon. The owner asked where Samuel got the book.
Samuel said his brother had translated it from the gold plates. The owner was angry. He said Samuel was lying and told him to get out of the inn.
Samuel Smith was discouraged. That night, he slept under an apple tree.
The next morning, Samuel went to see John Green, who was a leader of another church.
Mr. Green was not interested in the Book of Mormon, but he agreed to ask the people in his church if they would like to buy a copy.
When Samuel returned 3 weeks later, there had been no sales. However, Mr. Green's wife said she had read the book.
Samuel Smith's mission was hard. When he went home, he did not think he had been successful.
Samuel did not know at the time that his work would eventually lead to many people joining the church, including Mr. and Mrs. Green.
Strength will be.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we've been reading the story of Samuel Smith, the first missionary in the church. In Doctrine and Covenant Section 4, the Lord teaches missionaries and all those who want to serve God how they should do so. Jesus says, "Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day." What four things should we serve God with? Annalise?
Heart, might, mind, and strength.
Good. Tommy?
Heart, might, mind, and strength.
What do you think it means to serve with all your heart, might, mind, and strength? What do you think, Canon? What does that mean?
To serve sincerely.
Good. Good answer. Abigail?
You are really trying to do it, and you're putting everything into doing it.
Excellent. Landon?
To serve with all you've got, no matter what the situation is.
Excellent. Maggie?
It's to serve Heavenly Father with your whole self into trying to do it.
As we talk about and continue reading the story of Samuel Smith's mission, let's look for the ways he served with all his heart, might, mind, and strength. How is Samuel related to Joseph Smith? Maggie?
Samuel is Joseph Smith's younger brother.
That's right. Who wanted Samuel to serve a mission? Tommy?
Jesus Christ.
What did Samuel, as well as missionaries today, teach people about? Annalise?
The church.
That's right. What about in the church, Landon?
The Gospel and the Book of Mormon.
Wonderful. How many miles did Samuel travel on the first day? Tommy?
Samuel Smith traveled 25 miles on the first day.
That's right. Samuel Smith walked 25 miles on the first day of his mission. Now, 25 miles is the equivalent of walking around a football field 100 times. How is walking 25 miles to teach the gospel an example of Samuel serving the Lord with all his heart, might, mind, and strength? Maggie.
Because if he wasn't serving the Lord with all his heart, might, mind, and strength, then he might not have walked 25 whole miles, because that's a long time.
That's right. That is a long time. That's a long ways, isn't it? Annalise?
It was difficult, but he knew the gospel was important.
Canon?
He did all he could.
He did all he could, and that's how he served with all his heart, might, mind, and strength. Excellent. Landon?
By proving he would do whatever it took to serve.
Wonderful. How did the people treat Samuel? Canon?
Unkindly.
And how did Samuel serve the Lord with all his heart, might, mind, and strength, even when the people were mean and wouldn't listen to him? Tommy?
That he never gave up.
So he never gave up, and that's how he served the Lord? Excellent. Annalise?
He kept going, even though it was very difficult.
What happened when Samuel asked the owner of the inn if he would like to buy a Book of Mormon? Maggie.
The owner asked where Samuel had gotten the book. When he heard the answer, then the inn owner said that he was lying and he told Samuel to get out.
That's right. Abigail, can you tell us what happened as well?
The owner asked where Samuel got the book. Samuel said his brother translated it. The owner said he was lying and told him to get out.
Because the inn owner kicked Samuel out, where did Samuel sleep for the night? Landon?
Under an apple tree.
That's right. Samuel went to sleep under the apple tree discouraged. Why was he discouraged? Annalise?
He was discouraged because everybody was being mean to him and no one would listen to him.
How do you think you would feel if you had a day like Samuel's? What do you think, Canon?
I would feel scared, sad, and lonely.
Scared, sad, and lonely. Definitely. Abigail?
Really mad and angry.
Okay, really mad and angry. What about you, Landon?
Sad and frustrated. Maybe like giving up.
Okay, so you might feel like giving up if you had a day like Samuel's. Maggie?
I would feel very sad and ready to quit, and probably lonely because nobody was listening and you had nobody to care about you.
Okay. Now, Annalise, what do you think you would do after a day like Samuel's? Would you want to go home? Wouldn't you want to quit?
I would want to quit and just go back to my family because I would miss them and want to lay down in my own bed.
Okay, excellent. What about yourself, Cannon?
I'd want to quit, but I'd probably try again.
That's right, just like Samuel. As we've already read, Samuel didn't quit. The next morning he got up and continued his mission by going to see John Green. How does Samuel's continuing again the next day show that he served with all his heart, might, mind, and strength? Landon.
Because he didn't give up, even though he was discouraged.
That's right. Was Mr. Green interested in the Book of Mormon? Tommy?
No, Mr. Green was not.
Annalise?
No, he wasn't, but he told him that he would ask more of his members of his church.
That's right. Mr. Green was a leader in his church and said he would ask the people in his church if they would like to buy a copy of the Book of Mormon. Abigail, how many copies were sold?
None.
Maggie, how many copies were sold?
There were no copies sold.
Even though Mr. Green didn't read the Book of Mormon at this time and no one else in his church bought one, who was the one person that did read the Book of Mormon? Tommy?
Mr. Green's wife.
That's right. When it was time for Samuel to go home, why did he think that his mission had been unsuccessful? Annalise?
Because he didn't sell any of his books and he really wanted to, but he kept on trying and you can still try even if you're at home.
Good. Excellent. Do any of you know examples of the kinds of challenges missionaries face that you'd like to share with us today? Landon.
My dad went on his mission and he had to eat different things that he didn't like.
Abigail.
My dad went on a mission and when he went, he had to eat different food and he had to learn a different language, which was Japanese, and that's a really hard language. And when he was trying to teach people, they would just slam doors in his face.
Definitely a lot of challenges there. Good. Thank you for sharing. Maggie?
Well, I know that my aunt, she went on a mission to Russia, and it was really, really cold there. So she had to put on bundles and bundles of clothing so that she could stay warm, whether it's raining or it's snowing or whether it's sunshiny. You still have to go out and serve, and also you have to be away from your family for a long time, so it's really hard.
Excellent. Different challenges with each mission, right? With wherever you go. These are wonderful mission stories. Thank you for sharing them with us. Let's go back to the story of Samuel now. So Samuel has finished his mission and is going home thinking he didn't make a difference. But let's continue our story and we'll see who in fact was able to learn about and become a member of the church because of Samuel's effort. Samuel just didn't know it.
Samuel had also sold a Book of Mormon to a man named Phineas Young.
Phineas read the book and gave it to his brother, whose name was Brigham Young. Brigham Young read the Book of Mormon and believed that it was true.
Phineas and Brigham Young told some friends about the Book of Mormon, and they also read it and believed it was true.
Later, Phineas and Brigham Young and their friends joined the church.
Within a few years, Brigham Young was called to be an apostle. Many years after that, he became the president of the church.
He and the others who were converted through the efforts of Samuel Smith became great leaders in the church.
Samuel sold a Book of Mormon to a man named Phineas Young, and Phineas passed the book on to his brother. What was his brother's name? Abigail?
Brigham Young.
Who's heard of Brigham Young? Everybody's hands are going up. Great. Who can tell me about Brigham Young? Maggie?
I know that Brigham Young was the one who led all of the pioneers to Utah, and he was the one who started the building of the Salt Lake Temple.
Excellent. Landon, can you tell me about Brigham Young?
He was the second president of the church after Joseph Smith.
Good. Annalise?
He was the prophet who took the saints to the Salt Lake Valley.
After Phineas and Brigham Young read and believed the Book of Mormon, who did they tell about it? Tommy?
They told their friends.
Right. Phineas and Brigham Young wanted to share the gospel with their friends once they received it. Phineas and Brigham weren't serving an official mission when they shared the Book of Mormon with their friends like Samuel was when he shared the Book of Mormon with Phineas. We don't have to be an official missionary to do missionary work. We can share the gospel now. What are some ways you have shared the gospel with people you know? Or what are some ways you can share the gospel with people you know right now? Maggie.
Well, when my cousin was here, and she's not a member of the church, we took her to church with us, and then afterward, we did a family home evening lesson with her.
Great. So you can take your friends to church and invite them to family home evening. What else can you do, Abigail?
When I was at recess at school, I told my friends about church and how fun it is. And you can also share the gospel by inviting them to activity days or church, or read the Book of Mormon with them, or teach them about the church.
Excellent. Good answer. Canon.
You can bring a friend to a primary activity.
Great idea. Landon.
You can be a good example.
Great. Tommy, what are some ways that you have shared the gospel with people you know?
By bringing a friend to church and inviting them to activities and scouts.
Great. So activities and scouts. Good ideas. Annalise?
Be a good example at school, inviting friends to church or activity days. Have friends over for family home evening.
Great examples and suggestions. Thank you for sharing them with us today. I'd also like to share with you my love for and testimony of missionary work. I know that this is God's work, and I know that if we serve Him with all our heart, might, mind, and strength, He will bless us as we share the gospel with those we love.
I want to be a missionary now. I don't want to wait until I'm grown. I want to share the gospel while I'm young, for I have a testimony of my own. I want to tell my friends about our church and the happiness it brings to me. I'll tell them how the gospel was restored. Tell them how the Book of Mormon came to be. Then I can be a missionary now. I don't have to wait until I'm grown. I'll live each day the best that I know how, and they'll see I have a testimony of my own. A testimony of my very own.
Thank you for joining us. We've learned so much today. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll all remember to be missionaries now by talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 13, Joseph and Emma, July 1830. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Power.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Heavenly Father loves to hear righteous people sing. Their songs are a prayer to Him, and these prayers will be answered with a blessing.
Jesus told Emma to be humble and to love her husband. He told her to be happy because of the blessings that would come to Joseph.
See you next week!